Madam Clerk, item number five, please.
Item number five, from the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Interim Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding the projected cost of implementing an in-house taxicab dispatch service that would be available to all permitted taxicabs in Milwaukee County. On June 11, 2014, this item was referred to Corporation Counsel for a follow-up report. It is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bannon, Corp Counsel.
Yeah.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. Paul Bargren, Corporation Counsel.
Good morning. Absent members. Go right ahead.
At the last meeting, this file was referred to me to look into a legal issue regarding whether the transit system could, in fact, operate a taxicab system or related operations, including taxicab dispatch. In the statutes that allow the county board to operate a acquire and operate a transit system, taxicab service is specifically excluded from that grant of rights, and taxicabs are expressly excluded from the definition of the transportation system that the county may acquire. That, in connection with some other provisions of the statute, leads me to believe that a taxicab dispatch service could not be operated through the transit system as requested in the resolution. That's also consistent with some earlier opinions I had expressed on the matter. So that, in my opinion, precludes the county from offering any taxi service, including a taxi dispatch service. That's the legal analysis that I have.
Okay, Supervisor Washburn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess that's a bit of a stretch. I can understand where you can come to the conclusion that we're not allowed to, regulate taxi cabs, or because that is the purview of local municipalities. But a dispatch service is a general operation. In fact, we are already in that business. We're just outsourcing that current service today. So are we then in violation of the state statute today because we're contracting for that service?
You're referring to the paratransit dispatch?
Well, right, that's correct.
Paratransit is definitely included in the definition of a transportation system, but taxicabs are excluded. So the statute makes a distinction there between paratransit, part of a transportation system, taxicabs, not.
Well, then we could, because this is related to our paratransit system, that we could offer a dispatch service for those providing that type of transportation, but only for those that in that disability community, or those who use the paratransit system, as long as we stay within those parameters.
It would have to be part of a paratransit system offered by someone else.
Well, here's an example. Like what we pay for today, that we currently have roughly $1 million in paratransit costs. We subsidize about $600,000 in taxi cab fees, and then you have the administrative dispatch is about another 400 and some thousand. We could simply take that dispatch service in-house if we chose to, and that would be within the realm, as long as it served just the paratransit community.
The paratransit system would be part of the transit system. So if it was met all of the requirements of a paratransit system that falls within the overall transit system, that could be part of a dispatch service, I think.
Because that one, when you look at the report, it deals with basically the cost of a dispatch service for operating the paratransit service that we have through CABS. and it breaks down the number of personnel needed. And I think when you, one of the things that I saw that was just a little missing in the report is any type of subscriber fee by anybody on the outside, because when you look that currently of the 1.1 million a year that we spend, not only is the dispatch company that we currently contract with getting the subsidy from Milwaukee County of some $450,000 to $500,000 for that administrative cost, but they then are charging these drivers for subscriber fee to the tune of anywhere between $300 and $400 a month, which would be an additional roughly $400,000 to $500,000 in fees that could be brought in. And so then there you go. And when you put those two numbers together, the subscriber fee and what we subsidize, you come up with the cost that it would be that we could bring this in-house to do this service if we wanted to.
Do you have any comments?
That is worth researching further. You're correct. The subscription fee was omitted from the report unintentionally, and I was not available of the magnitude of that fee. So that certainly would be some information worthy of looking into, and I would gladly do that and report back to you.
Just one last comment, Mr. Chairman.
Washa?
thank you. That when we put these things out for bid and when we did last time, there is very little competition for the dispatch service that's out there. So this is basically boiled down to a sole source contract and a very large contract. So that's where I think if the competition in the private sector isn't there, I think we really have to investigate an in-house option so that we can do what we can to make sure that we're not being taken advantage of. We should at least have an in-house comparison, an honest in-house comparison in our pocket, so that when we do negotiate with the one vendor, that we have some kind of benchmark to work off of. Because the last contract went out for this service, I believe it was an 80% increase from the prior contract. So it has a huge impact on our budget and the amount of service that we can provide for people with disabilities.
Thank you. Sir Washington, would you like to refer this to...
Yes, I would like to receive and place on file. Or
no. Because you know, if you want to come back and give a report, refer it to MTCS.
So thank you, Mr. Chairman. To get a follow-up because of the omission of the subscriber fee, I would just like to refer it to the MCTS staff for an update.
All right. Any other comments on the referral? Madam Clerk, call the roll on the referral.
Supervisors Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer this item to MCTS staff for a follow-up report prevails.
In September cycle.
Doing the September cycle.
Thank you. Item number